was war. Tatsa vidu vareiniyam Bargu devasyali mahi Iyuyona prachodaya Umbu vas var. Tatsa vidu vareiniyam Bargu
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Welcome to the Meditation Show. We do this every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. We feel it's the perfect time of the week to do this. And if you've not heard it before, the chap that will do the meditation is not me. It's this man, Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. Andy, what is your role in life?
Hello, Darren. Yes, what is my role in life? Well, actually, from a practical perspective, I run the Sangha House with my wife, Denise, a holistic health centre. We help people, basically, in lots of different ways, but generally physically, mentally, socially and spiritually. Wider than that, I'm a practicing Buddhist, and actually I try to bring Buddhist practice into this modern world. That's my key role. You know, many people see Buddhist practice as something you practice in a cave on a hillside or in a monastery somewhere. But actually, if that's the way it has to be practiced, then Buddhism wouldn't be a practice for the modern life, because life isn't like that. It's busy, it's crazy. And that's what I'm here to do, to show people you can bring it into this crazy life.
Mindfulness and well-being is a big thing at the moment. And if we can do this on the radio and deliver a certain message, we're doing our bit to help.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we need it. We all need it. Everybody's busy and, you know, stressed these days. And the radio is an ideal medium, actually, because we don't need visuals for this. Meditation, we close our eyes, so we don't need pictures.
Okay, so we are into step two of an 8-week series.
That's right. We're looking at what's called the Noble Eightfold Path. So last Sunday we looked at the first step, which is right view, which sets out our overall aspiration. So from a journey perspective, it sets the destination. But in order to get there, we have to follow a map. We have to make turns. We have to take decisions about which way we're going. So if we're travelling to Edinburgh, for example, from here in Taunton, it wouldn't make much sense to head south on the M5. So there's a decision straight away. When we hit the M5, we've got to decide which way we go. So the second step in the path can be called, if you like, right intention or right intent. And what it looks at is those individual steps that we take in our lives. So each and every moment we have thoughts that drive us forward. And we can start to notice with mindfulness whether those are actually carrying us forward towards our right view. Are they spiritually adding to our journey? Just the same as when we turn left or right on the road. That's what this meditation is all about.
And how is it going to work? If somebody's just tuning in for the first time, what would you suggest? What kind of frame of mind can we get them into?
Well, first of all, for those that were listening last week, you might have noted down some ideas of your right view. So just take a moment to have a look at that. If not, don't worry. Just make sure your space is nice and devoted just for you. So shut the door, turn your phone off, and a nice comfortable seat. You can be on the floor or you can be on a seat, it doesn't matter. As long as your spine is nice and upright, that'll help you stay fresh, stay awake, and then settle down and just listen to the meditation. It's going to last about 40 minutes. And again, you might want to have a pen and paper ready for the end of the meditation.
And just to recap and reiterate, if you are driving around at the moment, don't worry, you're not going to fall asleep at the wheel. It's not some kind of hypnosis, is it?
No, definitely not. No. You can certainly listen in. There's some nice music during the show, but it's not going to send you to sleep.
And we'll start with some nice music just to ease you into that frame of mind where Andy will start the meditation in a few moments here on the Meditation Show on Tone FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to the Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. So just a little recap, first of all. We last week looked at the first step of the Eightfold Path, which was Right View. And essentially what we've been practicing with Right View is just looking at the general direction of our life from a spiritual context. So the overall goal, if you like, the final target, and we compared it to a real journey that we go on. So when we take a journey, we've got to have an idea of the final destination that we're heading for. So we basically head in the right direction. So the second step in the Eightfold Path is right intent or right intention. And we can compare this again to the journey. We can compare it to the individual steps we take, the individual decisions that we take on that journey. We start to look at whether we're turning right or left, basically, at a particular junction. When we start to look at this in our lives, if we've got an overall spiritual goal, every minute of every day, we are going to be taking steps towards that goal. And these steps can be complex. The clearest analogy I've got here is my personal goal each day is to avoid harm. And actually, when you look at situations during the day, you find that to avoid hurting one person, you end up hurting another. So life can be very complex. My advice here is keep it simple. We know the basics of what it is to be a spiritual. We know we need compassion. We know we need friendship. We know we need connection. These basic principles of spiritual life. So again, coming back to the journey, if you're driving from Taunton to Edinburgh, you don't need to think about the individual decisions you're going to make when you get up to Edinburgh, when you're still down in Taunton. When you set off, you just need to know when you get to the M5, you turn left and then you're heading north. So we worry about the detail as we progress in our journey. Let's keep things simple. Think about the simple process of your spiritual journey. But what you must do is keep that in mind each day, each moment. And we can practice this in our meditation. A lot of our decisions are driven by the dialogue in our minds. So what we have to do is learn to listen to that dialogue, listen to what our mind is telling us. And a key phrase here is to ask the question, is this wholesome? So as the dialogue appears in the mind, you can ask it, is this wholesome? And you can ask it from the perspective of self. Is it wholesome for you? From a spiritual perspective. And you can also ask it from the perspective of others. How is this going to affect others? Is it wholesome for them if you turn this dialogue into action? So we develop a habit of continuous mind watching, of looking at the dialogue that's going on in our minds and asking ourselves, is this going to take me forward? And is it going to be in the right direction for my chosen spiritual journey that we established in our Right View? I do remember that all of this is subject to change, if you like. So the Right View, as we go through our lives, as we develop our practice, may well hone down. It may get deeper. It may change altogether as we start to understand our lives and the impacts we're making. So we approach this with a sense of gentleness and friendship. Don't be judgmental on yourself. That's the worst thing to do. Develop a sense of friendship.
just gently asking yourself all the time, are my thoughts wholesome? Are my actions going to be wholesome? Are they going to take me forward towards that spiritual culmination that I'm looking for? So we're going to use the breath again to establish a sense of concentration. And while we bring our mind to the breath, we're going to just watch the dialogue in our minds and notice what's going on. Just listen. So we're developing a habit of mind watching during the meditation. So first of all, make sure that you're not going to be disturbed. This is your time. Turn that phone off. Shut the doors. Let the family know that this is your time for your practice. And establish your seat. So you can be sat on a chair. If you're sat on a chair, plant the feet nicely on the floor and have an upright spine. Not tense, nice and relaxed, gently upright, a sense of strength in the posture. If you're sat on a cushion on the floor, do make sure you're comfortable. You want to be able to concentrate on the meditation itself. So you don't want to be in a posture that's going to become painful. So just relax into it. Gently close your eyes. And have your gaze slightly downcast, as if you're looking below the horizon. Just develop a gentle feeling of friendship towards yourself and towards the meditation you're going to practice today. Feel the room around you. Sense the space. Any sounds, just let them passively enter. Don't try and identify them, just let them come and go. And the same with thoughts. We notice them, but we don't follow them. So we're going to start with our body scan to really establish that sense of presence, that sense of now. Let me start at the feet. So take the mind down into the feet. Even this is a journey. We can be working through the body in a certain way. When we make a journey, we have to concentrate on where we are right now. So the mind in the feet. Feel the sensations there. Both inside and outside. You can tune in to the muscles and the sinews. And on the surface of the feet, across the skin, tiny little sparks of energy. That's life. That's your life. Feel it. Fully experience it. Can we work across the heel? And up through the ankle bones. Like any journey, every step is important. So even though the sensations aren't detailed and great in the ankles, tune in. There's something there. See what you can feel. And we work up through the shins and the calf muscles. Any tension, just let it go. We want to be nice and relaxed on our journey. Don't want to arrive stressed. Soften. Allow the experience to come through. Up into the knees. Tune in. What can you feel in the knees? And work up along the thighs and the hamstrings, feeling the contact of clothing, perhaps your hands resting on the thighs. Then we move up into the sitting bones, settling down into the seat. As you sink and settle, allow the head to float up a little. Feel that strength of posture bring freshness into the mind. Not tense, but strength in the posture. And we come into the stomach and the heart area. There's always emotion with our lives, in some way, shape or form. This is where we feel it. Try not to name it, try not to judge it. Just experience the emotion that's inside you. A physical manifestation of it. Don't go near the thoughts. Just the raw emotion. And come up to the shoulders, letting the tension ease out. And then we take our awareness down the upper arms, over the elbows, down through the forearms, and into the hands and the fingers. And here again we can feel thousands of tiny little sensations firing up. There's a whole universe of experience in our hands. Tune into it and feel it. Come up to the head and gently explore the scalp for any sensations you can find. subtle little tingling energies there. Really tune in. And come into the face. Soften the face. Gentle, compassionate gaze behind the eyes. Let's bring all of these sensations together in the body. Sitting in your space this evening, this is your time. So we're going to establish a gentle, concentrated mind now by using the breath. And I want you to use a different phrase this evening. So as you're gently breathing in and out, feel the physical sensation of the breath. Really go into it and understand it. Take an interest in it. And feel it somewhere down in the base of the belly, where it's most obvious as you gently breathe in and out. You'll feel the expansion of muscles there, the lungs. So really take an interest. Study the in-breath and the out-breath. And also feel and experience the transition between them as one becomes the other. And on each out-breath, gently hear the phrase, let go. Echo in the mind and settle in the body. On each out-breath, let go. Thoughts, they will come. Just let them flow through the mind like leaves on a breeze and let them go. Just the breath. Feel it. Let go. When the mind wanders, gently notice and bring the awareness back to the breath, feeling it, hearing the phrase let go on each out-breath. just the breath. Thoughts will come up that seem important. Right now they're not. Your practice is what's important. Just let those thoughts go. They'll come back. Let go. Just the breath. Mind on the breath, developing a gentle concentration. Let go. Now we've developed a sense of concentration. We're going to let go of the phrase. So we're just going to rest with the breath. And we're going to move our awareness of it to the very tip of our nose, where the breath enters and leaves. So we're honing our concentration down here, teaching our mind to pay attention. So bring your awareness to that place just at the tip of the nose. Feel the sensation of the breath there. Just gently breathing in and out. Don't alter the breath. Just let it come and go.
As you gently sit with the breath, you will find that thoughts will come into the mind. This is where we develop the habit of mind watching. As they flow in, just notice them. Notice the nature of them. Are they pictures or are they dialogue? Just gently notice. And you can begin to ask that question. What is this thought like? Is it wholesome? And do it without judgment. Just pure noticing. Getting used to paying attention to what's going on in the mind. Sitting, breathing, gently mind watching. Notice the pace of the breath. Notice if it's affected at all by the thoughts that come through the mind. Do the thoughts create agitation? Does the breath increase in pace or does it become coarser? How do the thoughts affect the breath? Just notice. Gently breathing in and out. Let thoughts go once they've come. You will notice that thoughts get in the way of your meditation. The more you practice, the more you want to stay with the breath. So same happens in life. Our thoughts aren't always useful. Sometimes in life it's better just to experience, just to live. Use the meditation to get used to that, to let go of thoughts. Just the breath on the tip of the nose, coming and going. Rest with it. Dialogue in the mind can be quite invasive and very persistent. When it arises, when it comes up in those thoughts, really listen to it and see if you can actually hear it. And of course you can't. It's not really there. Let it go. Feel the presence of any thoughts. You feel them in emotional reaction. Thoughts cause emotion. Feel the texture of the thoughts. Get used to feeling them. Noticing the way they produce emotions in the body. ask yourself, is this wholesome? The emotions that are being produced, are they wholesome for you? Are they wholesome for others? Learning to take time to pay attention to the impact of our own thoughts on what's happening, both in our bodies and our reactions to the world. Is it wholesome? Just relax your concentration now. Bring your awareness back into the room, a gentle awareness of the space around you, feeling the seat underneath you. Just let yourself digest what you've learnt in your meditation. Just recognizing, however small, the tiny little new habit you're forming of mind watching. And take a little time just to establish a sense of intent. To take this practice out into your day, your week, your life. To learn to pay attention to the nature of mind, the nature of thoughts. To start to ask, are they wholesome? This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You've been listening to Andy Spragg on the Meditation Show from the Sanger House. I hope you have a lovely week. Do try to find time to practice. And next week, we'll be back with the third step on the Eightfold Path. Take care. Bye for now.